Blog Talk Radio.
And open eyes that we may
limited.
But unto me is beyond all bounds and beyond all limits. Oh, Lord. And if I think about this church, and how about Franklin brought this church from a mighty long way. Oh, Lord. Yeah, and ever this show, that there were too many unhealed members instead of untrue members. Oh, Lord. And Reverend Franklin, I'm with you until I disagree with you. Oh, Lord. And Dr. Franklin, I'm with you until you hurt my feelings. Oh, Lord. And I'm with you until you don't call my name. And that's why I'm glad the writer did not say, be faithful until. But then I heard him saying, be faithful unto them. Oh, Lord. And the road may be rough. The going may be tough. Don't be faithful until bad things happen, but be faithful unto them. Yes, that means don't be faithful until death comes. But then, don't be called my death. Well, I must be faithful. Oh, yes, go ahead and sing. Be thou faithful unto death. And I will give thee then a crown of life. Oh, yes. And I'm going to close there. And I tell you.
I'm praying tonight for those that lost lives down in Mississippi and Alabama. The Dr. King movement tonight, and I'm praying for Brother Berto, the one on the north side, a great prophet of God. I'm praying for him tonight. And Brother Berto was a man that worked with the Spirit, and I'm praying for him and all them that passed, and all them. This is March, the last Monday in March, I say, the 27th. And Brother Berto died on his birthday. He came in on the 27th and he left out on the 27th. Somebody hit me now. But I want to tell you, I say, the spirit of him and the spirit of those that have called and got in contact with me, I want to reach out tonight to talk about a breakthrough, about what's going on around the world and where we're supposed to be as men and women, men and women of God, why we're supposed to go to the next level and how we call in our saints. I want you to get ready. I'm praying for you and you tonight. This is crossing over with the ancestors and also the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. movement, talking about civil rights issues, human rights issues, and the right to live, the right to have your own home, your car, your business. So tonight we're going in that move, that level. But I want to say to you, think about change from the physical world to the spirit world. We don't know the date or the time that God will send his angels to get you. To say, it's time up. I got a higher position for you. I want you to leave the physical plane and come into the spirit plane. Our sister Mickey came to me just a few minutes ago and smiled. He up here with me. Sister Mickey came. And I was sitting here. Sister Mickey came and smiled and said, he up here with me. Okay, Mickey, don't mess with me. P- Prophet Johnson in the spirit realm, Birdo in the spirit realm. What make about Birdo? Birdo was a prophet of God, and he worked with many people. And the one thing I want to say, I'm going to play a little is him. But 27, this is Monday, the last, think about this, is the last Monday in March. And Birdo gave me his signature. I'm going to give it to you later on. And as I got ready, and I talked to Sister Lorraine, I talked to more folks, but as I went to the altar the day outside, I picked his spirit up, and he said, Bishop, spit that rum all four ways. I got to spit that rum four ways in order to bring his spirit around those that he wants to. He's in the spirit realm. Don't worry about his physical body. He's in the spirit realm. He got access to you now 24/7. I want to say to you tonight as we get ready, and I wasn't ready for this yet, but I picked him up earlier today and Sunday as I got the, and when Birdo came, his spirit is, so what that's all about? I said, there's lots of spirits moving. You know, what happened in Mississippi, Royal Fort, Mississippi, is a lot of people got killed, and they wasn't nobody making $100,000 down there. People were just surviving. But God is able to bring things, to turn things around for you. Here's a man, door opened up for him to come him. And the same door he came on his birthday, he left on his birthday. Think about that. March the 27th, he came into the world. March the 27th, 2023, he left out of the world. So it was a door opened up for him. I'm going to play a little of him. I want to play happy birthday to him.
Speak unto death, God, I will give you a crown of life. He did not say, you understand, be thou faithful until death. And I don't know the reason why, but for some reason we softly use that verse. And for some reason we somehow misquote that valuable verse in our Bible. My God, because it does not say, be thou faithful until death. My God, but rather it says, be thou faithful unto death. And that is a difference in the word.
Peace and love. I don't know what Mickey got this walking foot on, like she's going somewhere, smiling, got that big smile on her face. I'm doing better than ever, Bishop. I just want to say this to him. And at Birdo come, he gave me some different things to do. I share. But I want to say happy birthday to all of them in March. It's the last Monday in March. And I want to pray this for Brother Birdo. And happy birthday to Mark Archangel Michael. You roll in with Michael. Michael coming got him. When I thought about Birdo, I seen another man waiting at the door on him. Uh-huh. Thank you. Mark, happy birthday to all of them. Archangel Michael, happy birthday. Come on now. Lorraine on the 1st of April, Lorraine got her special service. I'll be over there, Lorraine. Happy birthday to you early. This is for Alberto. He's in the spirit realm. And you know, somebody meet him at the door. Dr. Kirby is waiting on him. Him and Dr. Kirby teamed up again. So work with Dr. Kirby and work with Berto. I can work with both of them. They're back together. They're ancestors now. I say. So you need them for your help, if you know what I'm talking about. Happy birthday to you. This is Dr. Martin Luther King movement tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened when Dr. King came to Chicago and Dr. King came to open housing. But I have to say happy birthday to the ancestors. I had to show that, Berto. Happy birthday to you. You have to mend and teach it, Berto. And I know you're going to help them be stronger in the spirit realm. Happy birthday to you now. Some people have to know it's all right to say happy birthday, and we're honoring Berto tonight at Crossover to Be Ancestors 27-27. Came on 27, came on March 27, and left on March 27. That door opened up, and the door closed. Yeah, because somebody don't know what I'm talking about. But I want to tell you tonight, all is well. And I don't know why I sat down here in my office and and I wonder with her pants through cell phone laughing. And I'm gonna leave that alone. But here she comes smiling, and I don't know if she know Berto or not, but she went last and dressed up in that suit and looking fine as ever in the spirit room. See, when you can see in the spirit, you see things. And people think you're crazy, but that's what I'm talking about tonight, things in the spirit realm. And I said happy birthday to those that got a loved one and all them people that passed down in Mississippi, Rolling Fork, Mississippi. I met a young lady down there in Rolling Fork. I know people down there because I go down there at least once a month. But even with COBRA, God is still in control. Glory, hallelujah. I want you to get ready tonight for a spiritual breakthrough. I want, you know, lots of people say, well, when you dead, you're done. No, when you cross over, you just begin to really work. Those that in the spirit, I say. And I want to say happy birthday to all them that I missed. And happy birthday to Mother Rose. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Minnie. Happy birthday to you. And this is Alberto. They call him Brano. This is him. Happy birthday. Come on now. It's a blessing. I'm praying for you, Mary Hawkins. Pearl, happy birthday to you. This is Archangel Michael. Berto left with Archangel Michael. He's left with a fighter. March is Michael. April is Asmodeus. So all them that got a birthday in March, Archangel Michael is your angel. And get ready for a breakthrough. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. And I'm going to let you know. Happy birthday, Dr. King. All of them. Prophet Johnson, happy birthday. Mickey, happy birthday. Rose, happy birthday. Mama Roger, happy birthday. Mama Joe, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, man. That's Stevie Wonder saying happy birthday to you. I'm going to tell you tonight, as Crossroads with your ancestor, when right now we're talking about the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. movement, and I was honoring Prophet Berto over on the north side all over. Much work he did for many people. I got to lift him up. And I seen at the door when he was coming in, I seen Dr. Curry smiling, sit back together. I said, somebody know what I'm talking about. But this was Berto told me, and I got to share it with you, and I want to play this.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh. And I'm feeling good. Christian, you see, you know how I feel. With the running tree, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, in a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Spend all the time, you know how I feel. The freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. I'm not a man.
happy belated birthday. Happy birthday to Prophet Berto. Left here on the 27th. Same though he came in, same though he went out. Came in March 27th, left out March 27th. We just want to say and salute him. Happy birthday for a job well done. Man that helped millions. So that happened. Happy birthday to you, Brother Berto, and I want to let you know, as I see you in the spirit, Dr. Curry is jumping up down. I can see Dr. Curry smiling now. Him, Dr. Curry, when he get ready to do some work. I'm glad that you know and I know, we see, we have seen them both in the physical. Now let them work for you in the spirit, if you know what I'm talking about. Get that rum. Spit that rum. Oh, I wish I had somebody know what I'm talking about. East, west, north, and south. I'm talking spiritual talk. Before I get ready, spit that rum to the ancestors. East, west, north, and south. When you spit it, call his name. When you spit it, call Dr. Kirby. You're going to see, we're going to see some action. Now, you know, when you're in the physical world and you get in the spirit world, you're a whole different being. And some things going to take place quick, fast, and ring a bell. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. I was over at the altar the day we was burning. And, you know, Prophet Berto came to me. And I said, I needed some rum. Bring the rum the next time. And I didn't even know that he had crossed over, but I did know because he worked with rum. So I know we're on the right page. I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, kind spirit. I want to tell about what happened to Dr. Martin Luther King. I say. This is the month of March. This is the month of Archangel Michael. This, Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, Michael and his angels fought the dragon. Let me help you out. Michael and the ancestors fought the evil that's trying to overtake you. I don't care if it's on the job, at work, even sickness. I rebuke it in the mighty name of the Almighty God. And I hear Amon Ra, here comes the sun. Now, when she say, here comes the sun, don't get it crossed up. She's not talking about the S-O-N. She's not talking about the S-U-N. She's talking about the energy of the ancestors. I say the spirit of the God bringing that energy where you can fight them demons that cross up. Right now, I'm going to say this here so you know. There's a lot of evil spirits out here. She had a woman went in and killed the kids and all that, because they're possessed by demon spirits. And if you don't know no better, they'll get you. But if you boot it up, suit it up, and know how to work with what God gave you, it'll work out for you. Here comes the thing. So here comes the energy of the ancestor. I say.
Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say, it's alright, it's alright. Here comes the sun, little darling, here comes the sun, I say, it's alright. Darling, it's been a long, cold and long little darling, the smiles will return into the faces now. Little darling, it seems like years since you've been here. Little darling, it's been a long
of God to touch you tonight. This call to ancestors. I want to talk a little bit about Dr. Martin Luther King, because this is Monday, the last Monday in this month. Write 27 on your calendar. Write that down, because it's going to mean something for you, you that are spiritual. And I want to tell you tonight, and the Spirit brought this to me, said lots of people are messed up mentally. And you got to keep yourself anointed, head and feet, because there's lots of demons entering these people, and they're killing children and just shooting and killing themselves. Have you noticed every killing, they kill and they kill themselves? That means they possessed by demons. There's a picture that was come on TV. I don't know if y'all seen it. And I think Denzel played the picture where the demon hopped out of one man to another man. And he sang, time is on my side. He jumped and he walked by you and touched you. It's a spirit of demon spirits that's entering. I prophesied there would be more shooting in school than that too, since I prophesied that. There would be shooting in the mall, in the churches. So when you go suited and booted and go spiritually. Make sure when you go out the house, you anoint yourself and pray, where you can bound them demons that's walking around, got guns in their hands, trying to hunt. How can you hunt in a show? Because they all crossed up. Those are witchcraft spirits. Those are demon spirits. And they know that you know. They'll get away from you. But somebody don't know, they killed them, like this girl, 28 years old. At first, how did she get into school? She got to school, shot two 60-year-old women, shot some kids, and if the police hadn't responded, she'd have killed them because she had an assault rifle. Didn't I tell you, and it's in my prophecy, that assault rifle got to go. It's going to be 1,000 people marching on watch, because the Democrats and Republicans ain't doing nothing but lying and saying they ain't doing nothing. Children are still being killed. School teachers are being shot. And this is what's going on in America. Now, I want to tell you tonight, it's a change going to take place. You know, I said wars and rumors, well, if you didn't give my prophecy, I will send them to you. But as I get ready to send them to you, now, if you want me to send you Prophet Berto, it's three animals he working with. I'm going to send it to many of you. You might not know what to do with it. He working with the eagle, the owl, and the lion. That's what he's working with. Now, you let know what to do, it'll work for you. I'm talking about the mother of the universe. And I'm talking about the Queen of Nights. And I'm talking about the spiritual woman or man that have understand that I have changed to another level. the spirit that brought me to another level where I'll be able to fight. You got to fight this stuff. Don't think it ain't no fight. Look, the spirit come and got Bert O. But he was ready because he left. They couldn't come and get him because he left on his birthday. The door he came in, the door he went out. Hello? Somebody don't understand that. But as he went out, he brought the energy with him. And I just want to say that to you, that you got to know what you got to do and how to do it and what's happening with you. God is getting ready to change things in this world. They fighting over, then I say they're going to have fighting in Russia. They're fighting in Russia now. They're fighting in Israel right now. They're fighting in London right now. People is in the streets fighting for the truth, for freedom. Okay? Now, I want to let you know that's some of the stuff that's going on. That's what I'm talking about. Stuff is happening right before your eyes. Wake up and know that God is God. Wake up and know it's a breakthrough coming in your life. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Let me write that. I say. Now, I feel very good tonight when I got the word that Berto have crossed over. I know he's more powerful in the spirit realm. He ain't got no limits. And when you know how to work with the spirit realm, you already got the battle won. I say. Stuff he taught some people, and some people he gonna teach now since he's in the spirit. Them that he gonna come to and teach you some things that he couldn't tell you in the physical world because thing was blocking, but it's coming out. Okay, now I'm gonna play. I want to play one of Dr. Martin Luther King's favorite songs. Then I want to talk a little bit about Dr. King was in Chicago, March 1968. He was on the west side of Chicago marching for open housing in Marquette Park and Gage Park when they didn't allow black over to Marquette Park, they get bussed out of here with a baseball bat. If they go to Gage Park, they get bussed out of here with a baseball bat. If they go to Cicero, they get bussed out of here with a baseball bat. Now, this has been 55 years ago, okay? And now blacks have got so middle class, they forgot that they couldn't go to Marquette Park. And they couldn't go to Gage Park, right here on the south side. And on the west side, people couldn't go to Cicero. Pass through there, but not stop. Stop, you get your head busted. This is a real talk I'm talking. And you don't understand. The same ballast that the black woman was with Daley. Daley said, I don't want Martin Luther King in Chicago. But Al Raby and Dr. M.L. Sodden, and they brought him to town, okay? Clare, and they brought him to town. And he told the henpecked preachers, don't mess with him, and told the police, don't bodyguard Dr. King, who's on the west side. Then, at 40 North Ashland, we had a meeting. Reverend A.I. Dunlap, we had a meeting with the Vice Lord, the Cobras. We had a meeting with the Latin Kings, the Blackstone Rangers, and the Disciples. We had a meeting at Port of North Ashland with a number of young folks. They weren't speaking to each other, but some way, Reverend Al Sampson, Reverend Dunlap, Reverend David Coleman, we got them all together at Port of North Ashland. And they agreed to guard Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Chicago, called Dr. King getting ready to march in Cicero from the west side. So the west side organization was with, they was the vanguard for Dr. King, Chester Robinson and them. If you heard of the west side organization,
one of the baddest organizations. There wasn't no gang. There was black men's. And they said, ain't nothing going to happen to Dr. King. We're going to turn this city out. That's what they said. And the vice lord said, in K-Town, all down there, we're going to guard Dr. King. And we're going to guard him. So the Chicago police, under Daley administration, y'all love him. He was a back-to-the-yard man. His gang was. They said that we don't want no Chicago. If you are Chicago police, you can't guard Dr. King. That was done undercover. But when they found out that the Vice Lord, the Blackstone Rangers, and the Disciples, and the Latin Kings, and the Black Panthers was guarding Dr. King, when the police came over there and said, what y'all doing this? We guarding Dr. King. And the police seen they had pistols. So they didn't say, give me your gun. Them boys, we don't give it. It's going to be a shootout. They drove on. And I guess they drove downtown. He got the whole team nation of the city of Chicago guarding Martin Luther King Jr. Ain't nothing going to happen to Dr. King. He ain't gonna even get stumped his toe. It's going to be some violence. So they backed up. Now, this is real stuff in 1968 right here in Chicago. So black folks that then jumped over and got with violence. Violence back then was with Daley administration. How can you change to go with somebody that was never with you? And now I've been knowing him before. I don't give you know him for 50 years. You still was a racist. That's what he was and still is a racist. But you got these Uncle Toms. I don't care. They Uncle Toms. And all they want to do is run behind the white man and say, and put him out. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I'm talking real talk tonight. That's the problem with black folks. They ain't come together. That's been the problem in slavery, and that's the problem now. We're not coming together. Black folks ain't coming together. They're still fighting each other. They're still mad, okay? No, some of them don't even know what Dr. King did, what sacrifice Dr. King made when he come to Chicago. When he left Chicago, he went to Memphis. He went to Atlanta and went to Memphis. Okay, he did that. So Jesse Jackson to stay here and work SCLC. Wasn't no pushed in with SCLC. Because Ben Brandt plays the saxophone. Oh, I'm telling the stories now. And Reverend Clare was with Martin Luther King. Reverend Wright was with Martin Luther King. John Thurston was with Dr. King. Edmund Blair was with Dr. King. And Inglewood Lundell, they all were with Martin Luther King. I want you to know that tonight. It's been 55 years, and blacks have forgot. They couldn't go to Marquette Park, and they're living over there. There's more Spanish in Marquette Park than black. Spanish couldn't go over there. And in Cicero, Spanish couldn't go to Cicero. Black, but when black opened the door up, guess who went? The Spanish folks don't want you over there. In Marquette Park and Gage Park, there's more Spanish folks over there. And they're more prejudiced than white folks. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. You got to understand. Look in the mirror. Ain't nobody loving you but you. And you trying to love somebody else. You trying to get a Botox. You trying to get your breasts up. You trying to get all kind of things to look like somebody else. Be yourself. Let me say it again. Be yourself, black woman. Black man, black men, be yourself. Now, that's what happened. That's the real talk with what happened in Chicago. Now, when the gangs started protecting Martin Luther King, they guarded Dr. King. So when the police drove up on Independence, they said, what y'all doing out here? We guarding Dr. King. They had shoulder holsters on, shotguns. Police drove on. White police, black, they drove on. Okay. Now, when they could not penetrate the gangs, the system got together, look up Ever Hammerhand, kill Mark Clark and Fred Hampton, Black Panthers. The Black Panther had a feeding program, feeding children before they go to school. The Black Panther Party come from California, Oakland, California to Chicago. You know, they didn't have the soldiers that the Stones and the Vice Lords and the disciples, they didn't have the kind of soldiers, the kind of guns, okay? Could not mess with Dr. King. The backlash of that, they put a hit, let me say, they put a contract out on all the gang leaders. The first person they hit was Mark Clark and Fred Hampton, killed them in the bed on the west side. When they come to Pepperlo on the west side, he had too many brothers with pistols guarding the office. Police said, we need to see him, that you don't want to see nobody tonight. Y'all better go head on. What you come to see about at 4 o'clock at night? So they couldn't kill the leader of the Vice Lords, so they went over to Inglewood to get the disciples, to get David Boxdell and Larry Hoover. They come over there about 4 o'clock, so we want to talk to the leaders. The boys were outside with their guns on each block. Y'all better carry that on and come back tomorrow. So they left. This was a hit squad. This was a kill squad to kill the black leaders. Black folks don't know what happened. These middle class politicians think they know. They don't know what happened. They don't know the real story because nobody never told them the real story. See, they don't know the real story, what happened, how people stood up and had to just about die when playing with these people. The hit squad that David sent. The hit squad was sent. It was sent to kill these young boys because they was organized. They couldn't do nothing with them. Y'all believe what I'm saying? That's the real talk. That's the real stuff happened. Because they was organized, they couldn't do nothing with them. Okay? That's what happened. I want to let you know that. And after that happened, they went over to the Black Stone Ranger headquarters. Same thing, we want to talk to the chief. They said, brother, you better get on with me. And they fully, they put in their bag. They said, I don't care what kind of badge you got. You better get away from me. And them young boys ready to pop them pistols. So they left. So they couldn't kill those rest of them. But let me what they did. They come back and set a scheme up. After Dr. King went to Memphis and got murdered, they come back. And all them boys in penitentiary right now on trumped up charges. Huh? They in jail right now for life, for trumped up charges, and the judges and the police that put them out in the jail, they dead. So they still in prison. Up in Chicago, Detroit, up in Oakland, California. Them young brothers in prison as I speak now. That's what I want to let you know. There's some serious stuff going out here, and these Uncle Tom Ottomans ain't no good. And you know, come on, I know the man. I don't care if you know the man 40 years. He's a 40-year racist. He's a 40-year hate black folks. Now you want to make him your mayor. Y'all got to be crazy. It's been 55 years that Dr. King was marching in Chicago. Then he went down to Memphis. We marched in Memphis. In Memphis, they had the mayor Lowe. Didn't have a black doing nothing. Had two black police, one guarding the alley, and one guarding Lorraine Hotel. Then you got five black police beat a black man down and talking about they black, you know what I'm saying? The racist stuff that's still going on. They don't know how they got there. Blacks didn't have no jobs in the city of Memphis till Dr. King began the march. The garbage men had a sign that said, we are men. Where all this homosexual stuff come from? These black men had a sign that said, we are men. They didn't say we was drag queens. They said, we are men. And it looked like they didn't twist it. Now, I'm a drag. You better drag yourself on the hell. But that's the kind of stuff that done crossed us up across this nation. Everybody else done got reparation. The Jews got reparation. The Italian got reparation. Everybody got reparation but the black man. Oh, I'm telling the truth. I'm telling the truth. This is the real thing, what happened. This is what's been going on. So we got to reach out and make some things work in our behalf, okay? So we have to make this thing work quick, fast, and in a hurry. We got to make it work in our behalf. That's what we got to do. Get it working.
When there's nobody else to turn to, who do I talk to? When nobody wants to listen, who do I lean on? When there's no foundation stable,
I go to the rock.
I go to the rock.
I'm praying for you tonight. I'm praying for you tonight. For the letter, the telephone call. This year be a year overflow for you. This year will be a breakthrough for you. Get ready for a breakthrough. Say that. One more time.
Father God, we come right now, touch every woman, every man, those that lost loved ones. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. I share our ancestors. I'm praying for you, Sister Shirley, Sister Cook, I'm praying for you, Sister Anderson, I'm praying for you. I want to let you know that all is well. I see God open up the door. We praying for the people down in Mississippi, those that are in the storm, those that have the explosion. God has brought us together one more time, folks. I'm glad that you come on the station tonight where I can say all is well. I was reaching out for Prophet Berto. He said, the eagle going to reach me. The owl going to bring wisdom. The bear going to bring love. And he said, the lion, the screaming lion going to run evil, told me when I went in the spirit realm. And I want to tell you, I've seen Dr. Kirby jumping up and down. So my partner's with me now. We ready. Sometimes what you can't do in the physical, you got to do in the spirit. This is Dr. Martin Luther King when he was in Memphis on April the 3rd. He died on April. He was murdered on April the 4th. But this is what he said on April the 3rd. I want to play that.
Generous introduction. And then thought about myself. I wondered who he was talking about. It's always good to have your closest friend and associate say something good about you. And Ralph Abernathy is the best friend that I have in the world. I'm delighted to see each of you here tonight. You reveal that you are determined to go on anyhow. Something is happening in Memphis, something is happening in our world. And you know, if I was standing at the beginning of time with the possibility of taking a kind of general and panoramic view of the whole of human history up to now, and the Almighty said to me, Martin Luther King, which age would you like to live in? I would take my mental flight by Egypt. And I would watch God's children in their magnificent trek from the dark dungeons of Egypt through, or rather across the Red Sea, through the wilderness on toward the Promised Land. And in spite of its magnificence, I wouldn't stop there. I would move on by Greece and take my mind to Mount Olympus. And I would see Plato, Aristotle, Socrates, Euripides, and Aristophanes assemble around the Parthenon. passing on as they discuss the great and eternal issues of reality, but I wouldn't stop there. I've gone even to the great heyday of the Roman Empire. And I would see developments around there through various emperors and leaders, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even come up to the day of the Renaissance and get a quick picture of all that the Renaissance did for the cultural and aesthetic life of man, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even go by the way that the man for whom I'm named had his habitat. And I would watch Martin Luther as he tanks his 95 theses on the door at the Church of Wittenberg, but I wouldn't stop there. I would come on up even to 1863. And watch a vacillating president by the name of Abraham Lincoln finally come to the conclusion that he had to sign the Emancipation Proclamation, but I wouldn't stop there. I would even come up to the early 30s and see a man grappling with the problems of the bankruptcy of his nation. Come with an eloquent cry that we have nothing to fear but fear itself, but I wouldn't stop there. Strangely enough, I would turn to the Almighty and say, if you allow me to live just a few years in the second half of the 20th century, I will be happy. Now that's a strange statement to make because the world is all messed up. The nation is sick. Trouble is in the land. Confusion all around. That's a strange statement. But I know somehow that only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. I see God working in this period of the 20th century in a way that men in some strange way are responding. Something is happening in our world. The masses of people are rising up. And wherever they are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, or Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same, we want to be free. Another reason that I'm happy to live in this period is that we have been forced to a point where we're going to have to grapple with the problems that men have been trying to grapple with through history, but the demands didn't force them to do it. Survival demands that we grapple with. And for years now, have been talking about war and peace, but now no longer can they just talk about it. It is no longer the choice between violence and nonviolence in this world is nonviolence or non-existence. That is where we are today. Also in the human rights revolution, if something isn't done and done in a hurry, bring the colored peoples of the world out of their long years of poverty, their long years of hurt and neglect, the The whole world is doomed. That God has allowed me to live in this period to see what is unfolding. And I'm happy that he's allowed me to be in this. I can remember when Negroes were just going around, as Ralph has said, so often scratching where they didn't itch and laughing when they were not fit.